My name's Sam Nowland and I'm a research officer at the Darwin Aquaculture Centre. Just this week we flew 1,000 juvenile baby oyster spat out to Goulburn Island community and released them with Yagbani Aboriginal Corporation. A couple of weeks ago we also flew 5,000 of the babies out to the Tiwi Islands and released them with the Tiwi Marine Rangers.
So when these baby oysters touch down, what's the setup out on these islands?
Yep, so they get taken out of their little boxes and emptied into baskets, oyster baskets. So the mesh has to be quite small, 3 millimetres, because they're all just bigger than 3 millimetres in size.
Do we have many oyster farms in Australia where saltwater crocs could be an issue?
not too many. That is an issue, so we make sure we go out at low tide only, which does restrict the time that we're able to be out there. Nothing deeper than ankle deep water we'll be getting into.
These baskets, we've got some pictures, we'll put them up on our website. How widely used are they in Australian commercial oyster industry?
Yeah, they're actually a new technology. There's Seeper basket we use, but there's a couple of different brands.
Yep.
They're used throughout a lot of the industry pretty newly in Tasmania and New South Wales, but they still do use rack systems and floating baskets down there. We did trial those systems in the Northern Territory, but our cyclone conditions don't really allow us to use such a rigid structure, so the baskets provide a better structure for our farms up here.
These baby oysters, they were bred here at the Darwin Aquaculture Centre. How does all that work?
Yeah, so the community groups that we're working with, they'll send in broodstock oysters, so they're the parents. They'll send usually between 30 and 60 animals at a time that are collected off the rocks. They'll fly them into Darwin, and then we scrub them really well and clean them, leave them out overnight, and then spawn them the next day. So then once they're spawned, they release all their gametes and we collect them. We grow them in the hatchery for about 21 days until they settle on little bits of rock or shell grit. And then that's the settled rock oyster, what you would be used to. It looks a little bit like a small grain of sand.
Yeah.
Then we raise them for about a month to 2 months before they're big enough to fit in those 3 millimetre baskets. Then we send them back out to the communities, and then the groups out there will collect them, put them in the baskets, and then grow them out for the next 2 years.
That's how long it takes, eh? From spat to dinner plate.
Yeah, about 18 months to 2 years is the grow out phase. But we're working with CDU and these indigenous groups, so that's the Tiwi Marine Rangers and Yagbani Aboriginal Corporation, to track their growth and survival of the ones that we just released over the next 18 months to market size, hopefully.
So they're native black lip oysters. Do we see them in the wider commercial industry?
No, they're new. There's only one published paper on this species, so there's a lot of research that still needs to be done. They're definitely not a widely used species in the commercial oyster industry. But they're definitely up there with the best tasting oysters.
Yeah, give us the tasting notes, Sam.
What are they like?
They're better than a Sydney Rock or a Pacific.
So this trial, it's been going for, about a year? Maybe a bit less. How do you think it's all going?
Yeah, really well. But the whole point of this trial is the community-led economic development. It's not about producing mass numbers of oysters for the seafood industry. It's about that economic development led by the community.
That's what the aim is, hey?
Yeah, exactly. It's got sustainable long-term development.
And so how many other deliveries are you expecting to do this year?
We've got a lot of spawning trials planned for the end of the year. So hopefully the end of this year or early next year we can get some more spat out on the ground.
Oh, hopefully one of the next stories we can do, Sam, is with a few on the dinner plate. Thanks for sharing your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.